Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 5th of January. A key political economic theme, at least for the start of this year, seems likely to be the question of affordability. Over the past couple of weeks, the US administration has retreated significantly on issues like tariffs on the imports of Italian pasta and tariffs on the imports of furniture. The suggested aggressive tariffs on pasta would almost certainly have caused a jump in consumer prices. And while pasta is not a huge part of the consumer basket, it is a visible part and could therefore potentially contributed to the consumer narrative of affordability. Furniture prices are generally less visible to consumers, and there was also some evidence of front-running furniture purchases in anticipation of the 2024 tariffs, at least in Democrat-leaning areas of the country. Nonetheless, prices fell at a consumer level in the last 2 years of the Biden administration, and they're now rising quite a lot more than is usual. So again, the narrative around furniture tariffs seems to have become important. The point with this is that if the perception of affordability is likely to dictate future administration policy, investors need to become a little less focused on the actual data of consumer price inflation and more about what is actually agitating the electorate. One consideration, if questions of affordability start to influence tariff policy, is what the fiscal consequences of that might be. Reducing tariffs is a fiscal stimulus. Delaying tariffs is a delayed fiscal tightening in the States, which has some marginal growth implications, of course. It's also important in its implications for the size of the US fiscal deficit. This may also be a consideration from the recent US action in Venezuela. While it is not clear what, if anything, is meant by statements that the US will run of Venezuela, military adventures cost money. That might be the most significant consequence of the weekend's activities. Social media warriors may get excited about other geopolitical threats, but these are likely to be less of a focus in financial markets. The oil market is the main way that Venezuela interacts with the global economy, but again, the impact here is likely to be muted, at least in a macroeconomic sense, over any forecastable time horizon. The data calendar gets off to a fairly quiet start overall. There is a consumer credit data series from the UK for November, which includes mortgage lending figures. The UK consumer has not been inclined to leverage their balance sheet too much of late, and has indeed had a tendency to increase savings modestly over the course of the past year, as real incomes have generally tended to improve. However, the state of the housing market is something that attracts a certain amount of interest, so the mortgage lending numbers might be something that attracts investor attention. The United States is only offering some business sentiment opinion poll data for December. According to this poll, US manufacturing has been in a continuous state of decline since the first quarter of this year. In fact, US manufacturing output has increased notably since the first quarter of this year. That's all for today. Have a good day.